Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
It's interesting. I think the Texans, you know, D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud talked after the game about how they seemed to feel good about the way they competed in that game against the Chiefs on Saturday. And it was a one-score game that played like a one-score game. The Chiefs were the better team. I think that was clear, but the Texans were able to compete at times. And if they could have avoided some big mistakes and screen passes to the wide receivers, this might have been a different outcome. Who knows? Or at least a little closer outcome. Not sure it's inspiring a lot of confidence about the Texans and what they might be able to do long term. This was Rex Ryan yesterday on the NFL Countdown show on ESPN, and he is not confident in the Texans' prospects for this coming postseason.
The Texans struggling again as they seem to against the top competition.
They really do, Granny, and it starts with protection. And this kid, I mean, he looks like a different quarterback completely. Why? He's not getting protected. He's not confident in the pocket, and I think that's the biggest difference this year. Quite honestly, they look like the worst division champion in this league. They're fortunate to play in the division they do, but they look like one and done. If you can't protect the quarterback better than this, now all of a sudden you, and by the way, a ton of penalties, all that type of stuff. And now you're going to lose Dell, unfortunately, for the season. It's a bad look. Yeah,
okay, worst division champ. They are clearly, I think, Seth, a cut below the other division champs in the AFC.
The AFC, right. But you go to the NFC West, for instance, and what are the Rams right now?
Seattle's right there, too.
The Falcons, are division leader right now.
Right, the Falcons just replaced their quarterback.
Right. So I get what he's saying there, but I think in terms of, I think with the Texans, amongst us as a fan base, but then also nationally, it's the fall from grace based on preseason expectations.
Yes.
Where I had multiple people this weekend saying, Seth, why don't you just come out and say they suck? Well, because there's They're strata here. They're like,
yeah, they don't suck.
They're mediocre. Yeah. They're a 500 football team. They operate as they have from the very beginning of the year when they got off to a good start on the win-loss record. They were still operating like a 500 football team.
Yes.
So they don't suck. They're just not nearly in the same conversation as the better teams in the
yeah,
league.
Yeah, I think that's that. I think it frames the disappointment that a lot of people have, the Rex Ryan thing, because instead of at the beginning of the year, the argument was, are the Texans among the best teams in football?
Yeah.
And on paper, you could make an argument, you know, without knowing how the Diggs and Hunter and Mixon and all the other acquisitions, how they were going to play out. The funny thing is the new acquisitions have largely played out really, really well for the Texans, except for availability. Mm-hmm. But they've played well. We didn't think we would be in an argument here at the end of the season for not being the worst division leader. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's... I think that, you know what I'm saying? Like, like going into the season, like you're arguing, are you there? Are you the team that can dethrone the Chiefs?
Yeah.
The Texans, if I had a dime for every segment that I saw about that, either on social media or on television, I would have had a lot of dimes. Now the argument, and I'm not even saying it's an invalid argument. Like, I disagree with Rex Ryan, but it's not an invalid argument. It's an argument you can debate a little bit, but that's the frustrating part is we're sitting here going, they're not the worst division winner. And
right, you're getting
you're
into an argument
winner.
You don't want to be in.
This is
like the most depressing argument. Hey, the Falcons are in rough shape.
And to your point about expectations, last year we would have killed to have been in that argument going into the season.
Warren Buffett calls it the 99th floor syndrome, which is like, okay, if you're the CEO of a company, you're on the 100th floor, the top floor of a 100-story building, and you're like, hey, you're riding high. If you get bucked down to the 99th floor, that feels a lot worse than back when you were working in the mailroom and you got your first promotion and everything. Like, psychologically, it's a demotion.
Yep.
And demotions suck. And that's what it's been. It feels like the entire season has been a great... Like, every week they're coming in and they're ripping your sergeant patch off your uniform.
One more patch.
Yeah, you're getting bucked down to private, kid.
We're getting a lot of texts from people about, and I saw a lot of this on social media this week too, because the Garrett Wilson fueling of the fire, I'll call it. You know, there's a lot of tea leaves with Garrett Wilson here. Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver for the Jets, who was offensive rookie of the year back in 2022, who, if we remember back to week 9, was stupendous against the Houston Texans, had two of the more spectacular touchdown catches you're going to see, the one-hander over the middle in front of or behind Jalen Petrie, and then the catch over Kamari Lassiter in the back of the end zone where he got his shin down in the back. Garrett Wilson's a really good player who is incredibly frustrated right now with the Jets. There was a quote, there's a quote from him rolling around the internet this weekend where he was asked about why he didn't get involved in the game until the fourth quarter, and he kind of was, you could tell he was biting his tongue a little bit there. So,
wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of speculation about Garrett Wilson being on the trade block, especially if the Jets are rebuilding. That's a player that you can get a lot of draft capital for. He's a former teammate of C.J. Stroud. The odds makers have placed Garrett Wilson for no real great reason other than he's a former teammate of C.J. Stroud,
and
I guess.
And the Texans have shown that they're a team that'll be aggressive in going after a wide receiver.
Correct. Yeah. So he's number 2 on the odds board to go to the Texans. This is before Tank Dell's injury.
Right.
So where are you on Garrett Wilson and that being a potential solution?
I'm in the boat of, like, what, you think that's going to fix something? We just spent an entire offseason with me trying to... I was unpopular because I was saying, hey, you really shouldn't expect 3 1,000-yard receivers. People were upset with me. They thought I was being negative because, like, that's just not the way good offenses work. But they didn't come anywhere close to that. They weren't even going to sniff it. And it's not just because of injury. It's that systemically, they're not operating like a team that can do anything with any of the talented guys they have on offense. If they don't make a change at offensive coordinator, my feeling is, why on earth are you even bothering with Garrett Wilson just so he can underperform in this offense?
Does Tank's injury, how big a priority? Let's pretend for a second. We've heard nothing about Tank relative to next season yet, but let's just go to that dark place where Tank is, at the very least, missing training camp and part of the season next year. How high up does wide receiver get bumped up the board of needs for this team?
I think it's up there. Yeah. I think, like, we've seen what can happen when Nico's your only guy. But again, a lot of that comes back to other systemic problems on the offense. That it's a need, but I don't know if that's... They've spent so much money. They've spent so aggressively on free agents and or guys that they renegotiated after they traded. I'd rather fix the interior offensive line. But yes, if they do, let's say they target one high-priced free agent.
Yeah.
Or two. Like, that would be a typical offseason. An interior offensive lineman and Garrett Wilson would be A-okay with me.
The easiest fixes...
But it's not going to make me feel better.
No. The easiest fixes, and I think the ones that will make the fans feel better, coaching changes.
Yeah.
The easiest thing to do is change out your offensive coordinator.
That money doesn't hit your cap.
Right. Yeah. Find an offensive line coach that can communicate... I'm assuming that there's some sort of communication barrier with this offensive line because I don't think they're dumb guys.
No.
You know, like, I don't think they're unintelligent people. They've taken a coaching before, so there's something going on with how this is being communicated to them or taught to them that's not cutting through.
And they play hesitantly. It feels like on the offense right now, they're getting the worst version of everybody out there. Schultz in the first half of the season, I thought he wasn't a good blocker, but there were some bad moments, but on the sum total of it, it wasn't the worst in the world. Over the second half of the season, I cannot stand watching any more run plays where I can just, let me see where Dalton Schultz, any of the negative run plays. Oh, yeah, Dalton Schultz was getting destroyed on that play. Oh, yep, there he's getting destroyed there. It's awful. It's atrocious.
Dude, meanwhile, I mean, we're sitting here talking about a team that can't execute a missile screen. And when I say can't execute, I mean can't gain positive yardage.
Yeah.
They were all negative plays. On the TV in our studio here, they're showing the Lions doing a fake stumble against the Bears, mimicking a play from the Packers. When the Packers
unintentionally stumbled, but it worked out.
Against the Bears the previous week, they hit a shot downfield. The Lions basically looked at the play and said, we can fake a stumble like that in the backfield, and they did, and they hit LaPorta for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's the level the Lions are at right now.
One thing I pointed out to you while we were watching the game that was positive was CJ was really, he put some new emphasis on his play fakes. Which, I'm a nerd for that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's that was good.
Play fakes. Not the worst division.
No, it is. In this offense, it's in any offense, really. But you got to sell the play action. And the running game isn't going to do it for you. So at least your quarterback can be a part of it.
All right. Antibodies to you.
Oh, yeah. Antibodies.
See you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. It's Texans Monday. They're up next.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.